Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.
Folks, my next guest is a best-selling author who has been scaring you for over 40 years. His latest novel is The Institute. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Stephen King. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for wearing what counts as formal attire in Maine.
Hey, this is my man of the people outfit.
Oh, of course. Of course. And you're such a writer, you have a pen in your pocket ready to go at a moment's notice. I expect you to finish
your novel. Thank you, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, sure. There you go. Now, this week we've had on Bill Skarsgård, right? And James McAvoy, stars of It. Chapter 2, of right. course, which you wrote in 1986. But I just learned that you actually also appear in the film. There you are, right there.
Yep.
Can you tell me, who are you playing in this film?
I'm playing a crotchety old antique store dealer who basically screws the main character out of his childhood bike and charges him $300, which is a really Yankee thing to do.
Well, The Institute, your new book, is a 61st novel.
Yeah.
This is... this one is about certain children taken away from parents and, mm-hmm. and locked up.
Right. Nothing like that would ever happen.
No. In America. Not in these United States.
No.
Did the world influence you? Did our present political situation influence you in writing this book?
Well, before I started writing that, that was not on the front burner, the idea of interning children at the border. But... the times, ever since Donald Trump has been elected president, have been extremely nervous-making for a lot of people, and that was on my mind, too. And the whole thing about everybody from Mexico, it seemed like, in Mr. Trump's mind anyway, were bad hombres and that sort of thing. You don't write... I try to keep my politics and my stories separate, but they bleed over one into the other because I also live a life, and these have been kind of dark times.
Do you still block the president on Twitter?
Yes. Because, you know, I have a fairly high tolerance for crap, but there comes a certain point where you gotta just turn
it
off.
Cut it off before you need a snorkel.
That's exactly right.
But you do engage in some politics on Twitter. This is one from just a few days ago. Hey, hey, ho, 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 ho. Susan Collins has got to go. Not a fan? Not a fan of Senator Collins? You're a senator from Maine?
Well, let's put it this way. Susan Collins has been there for about 1,000 years, and it's time for somebody a little newer and somebody who's got a little bit more of a liberal bent. She claims to have a liberal bent, but really, that's not true.
So you dedicate this book to your grandsons. Yep. Do they help you write the voices of children today?
Well, I think like most grandpas, I'm pretty much ignored unless they want the keys to the car. They're old enough to drive now, mm-hmm. you know, or unless they need a little money, but... what I can do is...
Wow, Grandpa just threw the grandsons under the bus right now. Absolutely backed over, okay? You're rotten kids.
But no,
you're rotten kids.
No, they're good kids. But the thing is, I'm able to strip mine their language and some of their attitude on life, particularly when they were younger. So it's just like you have to be kind of a fly on the wall and take in the language and take in the shows and stuff. But I like to write about kids because they have a unique view. And also, they're people who are pretty much vulnerable to the adult world. And that's what I wrote about a little bit in the Institute. I wanted to see kids kind of get up on their hind legs and, you know, fight the power. You understand?
Well, this is... You're 72this week, right? You're turning 72 this week?
Yeah, I'm 72.
Okay, and this is your 61st book. Do you have a target number of books you're going for? Is there a certain point at which like you will stop? Is retirement in any way an option for you?
God will tell me when to retire. He'll say, get out of the game, hang up your jock, you're done. But until then, I mean, this is the best job in the world because nobody can make you retire like at a mandatory age. You can just continue as long until you start to drivel, and then at that point it might be a good time for somebody to say, you know what, Steve, you ought to stop. So but I think that for now I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I get to be on the Colbert Show, which is not a bad deal.
There are a lot of adaptations. You've got, of course, It, Chapter 2. Dr. Sleep is coming out in November, which is a sequel to The Shining.
Yep.
The Stand on CBS All Access.
All Access. And The Outsider on HBO starts in January.
And then you're working on something with J.J. Abrams, too.
No, wait. I'm not done. Mr. Mercedes starts tonight on DirecTV.
Wow.
I think. So there's a bunch of stuff like that. So.
What are you doing with J.J.?
J.J., we're going to do an adaptation of a book I wrote called Lisi's Story. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, Julianne Moore is going to be in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And is J.J. doing the adaptation, or are you doing the adaptation?
I'm doing the adaptation, but J.J. signs the checks, which is cool.
He's a good man.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
You know him.
I do, yeah.
You took a walk with him, like 10 blocks or something, didn't you, at one time?
Yeah, from here, we took the whole audience down to a Broadway show that he was producing.
Nice. Did they get in? Did the audience get in free?
Not these people, but another audience got in. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you.
The Institute is available now. Mr. Stephen King, everybody.
Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.